If you could just see what we're doing right now.
We're doing aerobics.
We're doing aerobics while doing podcasts. Something new, you know? You don't... I think it's never been done. Podcast Hello. Aerobics.
Hello, Brother Rodney.
Hello, Sister Evelyn. And hello, Internet.
How are you all there?
Welcome to another edition. Welcome to another edition of God Is At Work podcast. This is Brother Rodney Garcia.
And this is Sister Evelyn.
And we're just having fun here. You know, it's very important for us to have fun when we do these podcasts. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And if people start looking at us, they're going to think we're crazy because we're not talking to anybody here.
Yeah, but you
it's just a microphone.
But I know that out there, there are a lot of people that we're talking to and that the Holy Spirit is just drawing them to listen to us.
You know one thing great about... one of the advantages of having an iPod or an MP3 player is that you can listen to it in your own time, and it's as if we're like having a conversation with it.
Yes, even if when you have a cup of coffee and then you're tuning into us, or you have your iPod on your ears, you have somebody talking to you.
We want to encourage you, please email us. Please email us. Let us know what you think about this podcast. info@wordfortheworld.com. Our topic for this podcast.
Wow, very interesting. I need that.
We all need it. Well, a lot of people have been writing to us, not only in the emails, but also during, you know, tithes and love offerings, they give their prayer requests. And a lot of people often request this. 99.99% of the time, they request this. So the topic for today is...
When does God give us more money?
All right.
I want money.
I want money also.
Is it a sin to ask God for more money?
No. God understands that we need money.
I need money. I need to buy my food and pay the rent.
Right.
Put gasoline in my car.
Yeah. He understands
and
all these
buy
things.
Buy my lipstick.
I don't know if I can say the same for me. I don't think so. Your question was, is it all right for us to ask God for money? Yes.
And when does He give it to us?
When does He give it to us?
Yeah.
A lot of people have issues with money because of a lot of things. You know, they ask for their needs, some of them. They ask that, Lord, provide for me. Let me win the lotto. Let me win this, you know, bet or something.
Yes.
But the first thing we need to clarify is God provides. Okay, not just money. He provides you with food. He provides you with friends. He provides you with comfort and a lot of things, which are more important than money. Mm-hmm. But just to answer your question, does God provide money? Yes, He does. Because He understands that we need, in this economy, in the world's economy, we need money. But the question that we need to also ask ourselves is, what are we doing with the money that God is blessing us?
Well, I feel secure. Mm-hmm. Honestly speaking, if my ATM mm-hmm. has a lot of money there, mm-hmm. that's my security.
Mm-hmm. And that could give you a false sense of security because, you know, now all the time your ATM is going to be full.
it's not full. It has never been
full.
Yeah,
there's not such a thing as when you do a balance inquiry, it says there infinity. So the thing I want to ask today is, okay, God gives us money, but what do we do with the money?
Now that I'm a Christian, I'm not supposed to worship money.
Okay.
I'm supposed to let it go if, first of all, it's a given that we should tithe.
Okay, yes.
Tithe is a 10% of
your... For those people who don't know what tithe is...
Income.
Yes, 10%.
And that's a given. The first fruit of your labor.
Labor.
And also on top of the tithe is your love offering.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, when God says to me, you help this person, so there's already this obedience that is triggered in your heart that you have to let go even if that's the mm-hmm. last money in your wallet.
Yeah, because God said so.
Because God says so.
Yeah.
Does that mean to say that when you're not entangled on hoarding money,
mm-hmm.
would God give you more?
One of the things we need to always consider at first, because whatever we do, it needs to start with us. It needs to start with our money and in our heart, and we need to make a decision about the things that we do. So we need to first clarify, what is your intention with money? So first thing is we need to remember that whatever we have is not ours. The Bible says that everything in the earth and under heaven and basically everything is the Lord's.
Mm-hmm.
So if everything belongs to God, our money, our talents, our property, our assets, everything, then that means if God has everything, then we don't have anything. And yet, God continues to bless us with, you know, provision, money, etc.
Yes.
When you think about it, God is giving you money because He wants you to be a steward of this money. Remember, it's not yours. It's somebody else's money. It's God's money. So what do you do with God's money? Now, it's up to you. You have to decide now what to do with it. So you can either store it or hoard it or share it.
Yeah. So now, going back to the topic, when does God give us more money? If what you're saying is that if you're not going to hoard it,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to be a good steward,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to help other people with it, God will continue to supply you.
That's right.
With your needs.
Yes.
Including M-O-N-E-Y.
M-O-N-E-Y, ka-ching, ka-ching. Money, money, money.
Yeah, but I don't like the ka-ching, ka-ching. It sounds like this is loose change. I want bills.
Okay, how do you do that in sound, something like that? I don't know. Like,
so, so you're saying that...
Maybe put it in a statement. God will give us more money if we don't make money our God.
Yeah, in another version in the scripture, it says, Mammon. The God of money is Mammon.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot serve two masters.
Yes.
You cannot serve God, and you cannot serve Mammon.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if you have that mindset that Mammon or money is not going to be your God,
mm-hmm.
then God will freely enrich you, even with money.
Right.
So that you can supply or help the needs of people around you.
Let's explain it in a situational way. All right.
Okay.
We all know that God wants that top spot in our life. He said that there shall not be other gods, whether it be a stone or money. There's nobody else but me in your life. And He wants that top spot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, since He knows that this child of mine or this daughter of mine desires me, because I am their God, they think about me, their heart is in tune with me, then I have no problem giving them money, because money is not anymore, or it's not an issue with them. The money will not replace the position of God in their life.
Yeah.
So in the eyes of God, it's not anymore an issue. My child will not gonna have an issue with money, because He's putting me first in his life. So if I bless him more, then what He's going to do with the blessing is He's going to share it to people.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to plant it as a seed to other people's lives.
Yes. Yeah.
Because He's in tune already. Remember, He's in tune with God's will.
So if God tells you right now, Brother Rodney, give Sister Evelyn 500 pesos since God is first and foremost in your life and you love Him above all.
Yes.
Even if that's the last money in your pocket, are you going to give it to me?
I have to. Okay. I will.
Is God saying anything to you right now?
Okay, we'll be right back. I don't hear. Suddenly I have a loss of hearing. But, you know, to be frank with you, to be very honest with you and be serious for a while. If God says
it lasts money.
Do it. Okay. Give it. Give it.
Yes.
One of the things we, and I just read this on the internet, about sacrifice. We always think that when we give something that is valuable, it is sacrifice. That's true.
Yeah.
Because it won't be a sacrifice if you don't give it valuable to you.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the definitions I saw on the internet, you give us something or you give up something for the purpose of having something more valuable.
Wow. Can you say that again?
Okay. When you say sacrifice, it's not just giving up something valuable that you have. But it is also achieving or attaining something more valuable than the one you gave up.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Think about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now I'm reflecting on what Father God gave up.
Right.
Because He has achieved even more when He gave up His Son,
mm-hmm.
and there were more sons and
daughters.
Yes,
and His love for us is just like that. So. Yeah. Like,
that's awesome.
So if, like, you know, Sister Evelyn, God told me give you 500, I will be able to give that to you. First of all, because of obedience.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there may be something of a blessing in return, yeah, somewhere, maybe good health or
not necessarily money form. Yes.
Yes, but I'm doing this out of obedience.
Yeah,
it's first one. Second, I'm doing this because God instructed me to do it because you need it more than I do.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Third, I'm doing this because money will not step between me and my God.
Yeah.
So okay, I'm more than ready to just.
And it will not give you peace because God is already strongly telling you, give Sister Evelyn that 500 pesos, mm-hmm, and you didn't.
Yeah.
You know, you'll be walking away from this room.
Or you'll be tumbling in your sleep.
So bothered.
Yes. Yes.
And you just don't know what you have missed out, mm, when you sacrificially give that 500 pesos to me.
Right.
You know, there's something greater than that because you have not made that 500 pesos an idol.
Right.
So give me that 500 pesos.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back while I withdraw from my ATM.
You have something?
Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us. We are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. The Lord is good. His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Joining us, if you're still here, we're talking about when does God give us more money? And I'm back from the ATM. So, during the break, we were just talking here, and we mentioned something about it's not just about the amount, because mm-hmm, it can be 500 or 50, but it can be any amount. But what's important also is the heart behind it. Mm-hmm. If you are willing to give this to the people that God has instructed you to give to. Because if God can see you that you are faithful in the small things, if God sees you that you are faithful in the small things, then you're ready for the bigger things, the big time. So if you can give 500 pesos or $100, because God told you to give $100, then if you happen to have $10 million or 1 million pesos and God instructs you to give it, then you'll be able to give it.
Yeah.
Because of your heart, attitude of your heart.
You know, with as a Christian of about 20 so years, mm-hmm, I have seen people who are wealthy.
Okay.
And they could easily just give a piece of land, mm-hmm, to build a church. Or a car,
okay,
for that matter, mm-hmm, or pieces of jewelry, mm-hmm, to bless the pastor's wife or somebody in church. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're just givers. And it's, you know, it's not really in the amount. It's in what God is just asking you to give.
I'll give you an illustration, a very, very basic illustration. Basically, every building here, or basically the whole world, has plumbing. Mm-hmm. Tubes and all these.
Oh yeah, know, plumbing.
Plumbing. Mm-hmm. Now the water flows through these tubes, right? Freely, because at the end of that tube, it's going out somewhere. It's either a faucet or a shower.
Yes.
Okay. So the water is flowing freely in the tubes.
In the pipes. Yes.
Okay. But what if that's stuck? There's something stuck in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Clogged.
It's clogged. There's a clog there. Then the water's gonna stop.
Of course.
Of course. Logically, yes.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
What?
When we start hoarding the money, mm-hmm, when we stop obeying God, when, mm-hmm, He said, give this money, we start becoming very...
Greedy.
Greedy, yeah. That's the term. All right. Oh. When you become greedy. Uh-huh. So it gets stuck. Okay? So you don't get to bless other people.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens to you? You're stuck in that situation. So how can you have more flowing in your system
mm-hmm.
if you've already stopped the flow of money?
Okay, I understand.
Let's talk about it in money terms.
Uh-huh.
You've stopped the flow of money. So how can money come into your system if...
Because already you have just, you know, stopped that blessing because
yes.
you just hoarded it.
Yes.
That's
so
it.
What do you do now? You take away the clog. How do you take away the clog? You start giving. You make your heart right.
Mm-hmm.
You ask the Lord to check your heart.
Yeah.
And see, Lord, if there's something that I have an issue with money, help me, deal with me, so that God will give you more.
Wow. So now, the principle here is God can give you more money
mm-hmm.
if you are a giver.
Yes, and if you don't make money, you're God.
Okay.
That's the whole point there.
Okay.
He will bless you with money. He has no mm-hmm. problem. Guys, don't forget this. He owns everything. So the money that you may not have right now, you can have it later on. And he can give you $10 million if he wants it. But can you handle the money? So now, as early as now, we need to realize and be faithful with the small, intricate things. So that later on, God will give us more money. There's no problem with money. The love of money is the problem.
That's right. That's what the scripture says.
Yes, it is the love of money. Because God understands that there is an economy that we go through here on earth. And he provides us with money so that we can buy our food.
Yes.
But when we start loving money more and loving God less,
yeah.
then we have a problem.
Yes. So therefore, God is not going to give you the money that you need.
That's right.
And it's not really all about money. You may probably have all the money in the world, but you're going to make a pharmaceutical firm rich because you're not healthy.
Yes.
You buy medicine, you are right. sickly. You know, in that form, you know what I'm saying?
So just so many things about that revolve around money. It can be a blessing, it can be a curse.
Mm.
But what God wants to do in your life today is that he wants to bless you, not only with money, but a lot of things.
Good health.
In good health. But you need to first put him in the top spot. And we're pointing out here today is that put God first. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. When you start seeking God, you start spending time with God. God starts to share his heart to you, his mind to you. And what happens is that you now have an understanding of God, and you now start putting God first. And you're not worrying about what clothes you're going to wear, what money you're going to be spending. You're just going to be focusing on God. And if God sees that you put him first, then he has no problem giving you more, because he knows that the blessing will not hinder you from putting him first in your life. So if you're listening to this podcast right now, you probably are having some money problems. Check your heart. Check your life. Are you putting money first and God last? Are you putting money as your God or your first priority? Or are you putting God first in your life? Let me ask you that question today. And it's never too late to be right with God. Pray with me right now. Lord, search our hearts.
Yes, Lord.
We've done a lot of mistakes, and we acknowledge that there may have been times wherein we have put money first instead of you. But today, Lord, after listening to all this, we don't want that to happen anymore. We want to put you first. Not because we want to have more money, but because, Lord, if we put you first in our life becomes blessed. We have joy. We have peace. Whether we have plenty of money or we don't have any money, when we have you in our life, we have everything.
Yes, Lord.
Everything that this world can offer and cannot offer, you can provide for us. So today, Lord, search our hearts.
Yes.
Correct us. Put our hearts in a right perspective today. And Father, I pray for those people right now who may not have a relationship with you. Father, I pray right now that you enter their life. And those who are listening today, open your heart's door for the Lord Let him come to your life and make him your Lord and Savior. Father, we thank you for the blessings you've given us. We pray for the people who are listening to this podcast. As you fix their hearts, Lord God, prepare already the blessing that is in store for them. And Lord, thank you for teaching us today that we should put you first in our life.
Yes.
We should not make our money or the money in our life the God. We should put you, Jesus, in our life first. And all these things will be given to us. Thank you very much, Lord God, for your grace, your mercy, and your the things that you provide.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God. All of this we pray in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. And amen.
All right. I'm blessed by that.
So, to answer the question, when does God give us more money? God gives us more money when we don't make money our God. Put God first in your life.
Love God above all.
That's it. Thank you very much for joining us. God bless you. This is Brother Ronnie Garcia.
And this is Sister Evelyn.
We'll catch you again next time here at God Is At Work, wordforthworld.com.